All of this could have been avoided.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A report coming out today says if government regulators had more power and had been aggressive in stopping abusive lending, we wouldn't be in this mess. This comes from the congressional panel overseeing the bailout money. Seems like a pretty simplistic view, but regulation is what this panel is looking at. More now from Marketplace's Steve Henn.
The report calls for the creation of a new banking regulator charged with overseeing the health of the nation's biggest financial institutions. These are those banks that are, to borrow the overused phrase of the moment, too big to fail. The board calls for tighter controls in the mortgage market, hedge funds, and derivatives like credit default swaps. The panel's views are generally shared by the Democratic chairman of the Financial Services Committee, Barney Frank. Frank says he'll push for banking regulation reform this spring. But it's unclear if Republicans will go along. The two Republican appointees to the oversight panel voted against this draft report. They argue increasing government regulation might cause more problems than it will fix. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
The new post office motto could be neither rain nor sleet nor shine, except on Tuesday. Yesterday, Postmaster General John Potter told Congress the post office might have to go to a six-day delivery week. The financial outlook is not good.
If current trends continue, we could experience a net loss of $6 billion or more this fiscal year, despite the most aggressive effort in our history to take costs out of our system.
So to cut costs even more, the idea would be to drop a day, which would bring it to 5 days, actually, a day with light mail flow, possibly Saturday, possibly Tuesday. Starwood Hotel announces fourth quarter results today, and earnings are expected to be half of what they were a year ago. Revenue across the hospitality industry is down sharply, especially in a part of the industry that's usually unaffected by downturns, luxury hotels. From WLRN in Miami, Dan Gretsch explains.
Revenue at luxury hotels fell in January by 24% compared to a year ago. More business travelers and international visitors are staying home or settling for cheaper accommodations. Upscale hotels could fill their rooms if they slashed rates, but that could hurt their luxury cachet. So they're cutting costs in subtler ways.
Any measures that we're taking are so far in the background that the guests don't see them.
That's Michelle Payer with the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company. She says the Ritz has trimmed its water usage and electric bills.
The guests will still see the flowers in the hotel. They'll still see the bottled water when they walk in. They'll still have the complimentary little cookies or bites to eat in the afternoon.
Other luxury chains entice customers with freebies, free valet parking, free meals, even a free visit to the spa. These days, we could all use a massage. In Miami, I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping its members navigate troubled economic times. Thrivent.com/new offers. By Medtronic Foundation, now looking for runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application at Medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The stadium where the New Orleans Saints play is suing Merrill Lynch. The Louisiana Superdome filed a lawsuit yesterday over a $238 million bond issue. The suit says Merrill Lynch led the stadium authority astray when the market for auction rate bonds dried up last year. The interest rate on the stadium's bonds went from 4% to 12%. No comment so far from Bank of America, which recently bought Merrill Lynch. Now let's talk about another kind of bond, James Bond. Our New York bureau chief, Amy Scott, just went to school to learn how to be a spy.
It's Saturday morning, and Elaine Gabrielson and her boss, Judy Briggs, are taking turns beating the crap out of each other. At least they're pretending to.
I felt I had to be gentle, because she does sign my paycheck.
The two women are in my class at Stiletto Spy School. We're learning how to gouge eyeballs, break ankles, and slam attackers to the ground. The school's founder is Alana Winter. She grew up idolizing Emma Peel of the Avengers and the women of James Bond movies. So last spring, she started a business to teach women how to be like them.
Everything from mixing the perfect martini and dancing the tango, being able to race cars, race speedboats, ski black diamonds backwards. All of these things. Of course, we can't deliver all of them in a weekend, but this is the vision.
At the school's weekend courses in Las Vegas, women even learn to fire Uzis and AK-47s. The price tag is more than $3,600. Winter knocked that down to $350 for the one-day course in New York. My fellow student Elizabeth Harrison owns a PR and events company. She's in favor of what she calls small luxuries.
As somebody who still is making some money, I feel like it's sort of a responsibility to go out and still stimulate the economy, I suppose, and I think that people are desperately looking for something that makes them feel good right now.
From the combat training, we move on to poker lessons. Then, to round out our sexy spy portfolios, an exotic dancing class. It's a real change of scenery for Elaine Gabrielson. As a former truck driver, she's more accustomed to wearing work boots than stilettos. But at 51 years old, she declared this her year of being bold.
So I want to be able to do that and show women that are my age that, you know, like life doesn't end when your children go off to college and you get a little bit older, that there's all sorts of exciting things to do out there.
At the end of the day, we toast our mission with champagne. I wouldn't say I feel like a spy exactly, but there is something pretty empowering about knowing that if you mess with me, I could totally break your leg. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.